Welcome to Vegas on Blast, awarded most entertaining show of 2019. I'm your host, LV Promo Queen, and this is my co-host, Sex Doll Sally. Thank you all for tuning in, and it's about to get crazy today. We're putting folks on blast. I've got a special guest. Sally's got a new dress, so she's acting extra. And we really have a great show for you today, so let's get to it. Today on Blast, JetBlue Airlines. Find out why they left a California resident and his pet stranded in Texas, even though they flew JetBlue to get there. That's right. You definitely want to hear this story. Then on Tea Time, it's Tales from the Toilet. We're talking about a post from Reddit that went viral about a sign in a restroom warning employees that they would have to pass a smell test if they spend more than 10 minutes in the restroom. I cannot make this stuff up. Then our hashtag WTF moment, the original hashtag WTF moment, comes straight out of San Francisco, California. All that and so much more. Don't go anywhere. Vegas on Blast will be right back.
Stalling, hogging, I'm calling y'all. In no city in the world, boys and girls, you can party harder than Vegas, y'all. Make reservations, no patience, it's time to set it off. Every player I know for sure got dough, don't sweat the couch. We paper chasing, no faking, blatantly like a blouse. If you want it, come get it, for sure we'll break you off. Gangsta man, taking tricks for all they riches. You know the score behind them doors, don't ever trust them.
Time to find out what's happening in Vegas. Hawaiian Airlines has announced nonstop service from Las Vegas to Maui. Flights will feature complimentary meals and in-flight entertainment. And if you're not traveling to Hawaii and you find yourself in the Las Vegas area, don't forget to go out to Holiday at the Park at Park MGM. They have all kinds of light displays set up, and it's already a really cool place to go check out anyway. They have a lot of restaurants there. It's right there by T-Mobile Arena, so it's kind of cool. Even if there's not an event going on, T-Mobile is still kind of cool because it's all lit up. And they have a lot of decorations for Christmas and a lot of little photo ops, a lot of Instagram moments. But it's really cool. If you're in the area, definitely go check it out. And locals, a lot of locals also like to go by Magical Forest at Opportunity Village. So that's always a fun thing. That's a great family outing. Lots of light displays, food, family fun. And then don't forget, if you are coming to Las Vegas for the holidays, don't pay full price on hotel rooms. Head on over to don'tpayafortune.com. You can get up to 30% off hotel rooms in Las Vegas and most major travel destinations. Once again, that is don'tpayafortune.com. Log on, get your hotel discounts, and don't go anywhere. What's on the menu when we return?
I keep a few dollars in a pocket on my jeans. I want the rubies, Prada. I want all the finer things. This ain't no doobie, but I'ma spark it up with extra heat. And I'm a red hot shooter the way I hit you with the zing. Nonsense is all that I be hearing on the low. Try to play me once, play me two. Them times it's not gon' roll. I can give a damn, but f*** it, make my head reach to the floor. Seen these haters looking on my gram, get out my zone. SOD on a come on, man, yeah, I say this loud. Man, I'm feeling so damn proud. Better just watch out, we gon' pounce. Keeping it real for the bros in town. OP with him and he always win it. Black with the juice when he came off dripping. Usa kill it till he hit the ceiling, yeah. I keep a few dollars in a pocket on my jeans. I want the rubies, Prada. I want all the finer things, this ain't no doobie. But I'ma spark it up with extra heat. And I'm a red hot shooter the way I hit you with the zinc. Contacts hitting my phone right now. Don't understand why they always f***ing with me now. Keep it humble, but it's so when all they want is just some clout. For the real ones with me, I keep it G, I don't let down. See, I'm not with a business, better not get caught with a lisp. Play around with this shit like a menace, I'm the father and you's my kid. I heard them say, I'm never gonna change. Man, just look how far I came, man, I'm running to that fame. I keep a few dollars in a pocket on my jeans. I want the rubies, Prada. I want all the finer things, this ain't no doobie. But I'ma spark it up with extra heat. And I'm a red hot shooter the way I hit you with the zing.
Have a few dreams, I'm gonna catch it. I know that this gon' last. Ain't no lucky one in this game, you know this best. Get the bag and run the rest.
About to do my shmoney dance. I get the cheddar, yeah, with Fetty sitting in my pocket. Change the weather. The way I make it rain, you need an umbrella. In your feelings, I'ma have to make it better. Showing love, I'm here to give it to whoever. Yeah, do the dash, I hit the zoom. Yeah, CTK, I'm out it, make some room. Yeah, murk it every track, the speed is doom. Man, I'm popping, but I ain't no damn balloon. I keep a few dollars in a pocket on my jeans. I want the rubies, Prada. I want all the finer things, this ain't no doobie. But I'ma spark it up with extra heat. And I'm a red hot shooter the way I hit you with the zinc.
Welcome back to Vegas on Blast, and it's time for What's on the Menu. Now, before we get started with what's on the menu, I just have to say that usually I go home to Texas for the holidays. But due to unforeseen circumstances this year, here I still am in Vegas. So since I can't get to Texas, I'm bringing a little bit of Texas to me and to you all. So I'd like to welcome to the show my best friend down in Houston, Texas, Teresa. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello.
Hey, hey. I'm so excited. So, today for What's on the Menu, we are talking about fry bread.
Yay.
Yeah, a lot of people are probably like, So fry bread is a staple in the Native American culture. And Teresa and I both are Native American, if you don't know. And so
now you know.
That's right. Now you know. And so I thought it'd be a little fun, since she was on the show, for us to share a little history about fry bread with you all. So, Teresa, you want to take it away?
Yes. Well, you know, we grew up on fry bread, but they might not know in Vegas or even here in Texas. But our ancestors back on the trail, there obviously wasn't a whole lot of food and no meat. But they could come up with a little bread and water and make a fire. And so they would basically make this, flour and water and get the grease hot and drop it in. I know a lot of people, when I make it here in Texas, they'll ask me for some honey, kind of like sopapillas. And yes. And they're not hollow in the middle. I mean, like, they're thicker bread than sopapilla, but they kind of look like, they put you in the mind of sopapillas when you look at them because of the color and them being round.
Right.
But I remember growing up and having it just all the time, whether it was breakfast or dinner or just a snack, to just take fried bread outside and go play, and that was it. But it's been around for a long time.
Yes, it has. And I remember that too, when we were little, and my mom did, I mean, we had fry bread creations of everything. My mom did everything with
It may be dessert, it may be
right, it might be breakfast, it might be lunch, it might be dinner, it might be all three. Yeah,
different tribes do have different ways of, like, I know the Navajo, my sister married a full-blood Navajo, and they make it different, just as far as the shape and how long they leave it in the oil. But from all the tribes that I've been around or known about with their fry bread, it's still the same ingredients and same basic way of cooking it. So, but once you have it, I don't really know anyone that says they don't care for it. Everyone that's had it likes it.
Yeah, it's kind of addicting. Kind of like that, the Hawaiian, those little Hawaiian rolls that you can get in the store.
Yes, yum.
Yes, I love those too. So it's kind of like that. You try it once and you do become addicted, and it's not something you're going to find everywhere.
It may put them in the mind, if you're trying to get a picture of what it is, if they could maybe picture a funnel cake at the fair, except much thicker.
Right.
But still round and basically the fried bread.
Right, but it's not bread.
Just trying to give them an idea of what to picture.
I know, I'm trying to think of something to kind of compare it to as far as like taste, texture. It's fry bread. It's one of a kind. What else can we say?
I can't really compare it to anything. I mean, I could think of some stuff people think it is, but I can't. I mean, once you taste it, I mean, because I've had people think it was sopapilla, but once you taste it, I think just it's not as light. It's a thicker
right.
bread. Like, you have your dough and you actually, like if you broke open a biscuit and it'd be meaty and bready and thick in the middle. That's kind of how it is with the fry bread. And I know we do our native tacos with the fry bread, and then we put the beans on and the ground meat and
you
cheese,
know,
tomatoes, sour cream.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I've been saying that Taco Bell stole that that chalupa thing that they do.
Oh,
I think that's, yep, I think that's where that came from. That's just my opinion. But
that would give it the same concept, even that bread. I keep sitting here trying to think of what, like you were saying, what to compare it to. But even on that, that would be considered what, more a flatbread that they do that on, or a gordita. I don't know, but it's not like Mexican. It's not made out of any type of corn, and it's not thin.
Right.
And you don't beat it like you would your cornmeal. So kind of the thicker and fluffier, the better. I know you normally, some people do make it with milk, if you've got money to make it with milk, and put a little pinch of salt and a little pinch of flour in there. And then I always let my dough rise for at least half an hour before I start. You pinch it off and put it in rolls, and then I take a knife and kind of cut a hole in the middle just so it won't puff up.
Right. So what time should I be there?
You're making me hungry talking about it.
What time should I be there?
With the big old pot of pinto beans. Yum.
Yum.
Fried potatoes with onion.
Yum. So I
do they eat country cooking there in Vegas, or is it more city-fied?
No, my personal experience has been it's a little more city-fied. I have comfort food, and as a matter of fact, I do remember having a potluck with some neighbors, and I had not been here that long, and I just remember little things. Like, I remember one night I made crawfish etouffee, and my neighbor was like, "What is this? Something Annie Mae?" And I was like, "No, no, no." And then I made bread of some kind. I don't remember if it was cornbread or it might have been blueberry muffins, but I just remember I buttered the bread. And I remember one of my other neighbors was like, "Oh my gosh, there's butter on the bread." And I was like, "Yeah." And they were just like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe you put butter on the bread." And I was like, "Who doesn't put butter on their bread? Like, I don't know."
In the pan, in the middle of the batter on top?
Right. So,
sticks in there, buddy.
I know. And it made me think, maybe that's not the healthiest of ways, but, that's what we do. So, yes, I have definitely noticed. And I noticed there were a lot of products that I could not find in the grocery store when I first moved here 10 years ago. Now, some of those things are here now, but there's some things I still cannot find. So, yes, it is different. I think they're a little less, we smother everything. And I don't see as much of that here. So, yeah, it's a little more city.
It really is comfort food, like you said. That's the perfect description. I'm not counting calories or asking how good it is for me. I just want to be comforted.
Yes. If I have the itis, it was good.
Yes, yes. If I have to unbutton my top button halfway through, that's a winner. How funny. Have you noticed that, not just neighbors or whatever, but like if you meet guys, they're all like, "Oh my gosh, you can cook." And it's like, damn, I just, I didn't do that much. It just wasn't ramen.
I don't think, it's not so much, "Oh, you cook." It's more, "Oh, you cook from scratch."
Right.
So I think that's right. The difference is that, it's not an instant, a hamburger helper or a, I don't even know what they make in the boxes because I really don't do much box stuff.
Right.
But that's, I think the...
That's called goulash.
Whatever it is. Now, don't get me wrong. I'll throw some stuff in the pot and make some stuff up. And I'm a leftover and... down to the very last bit of groceries, come up with some something that you never would have thought could have came out of there. But definitely from scratch. I don't like a lot of processed stuff. So yeah.
And you know how many people make boxed mashed potatoes and gravy, and it's just I don't know. It's just so simple to boil the potatoes, and it just tastes so much better. But they just
so much better.
People just seem shocked. Like, I can't believe. Another thing is not using my dishwasher. I'll use it for a drainer. People just seem so shocked that I do dishes by hand.
It's a drying pan for me.
Is that a country girl thing?
It must be. And then the potatoes, I was just going to say, like the boxed potato flakes and all of that, I think that a lot of people in the younger generation, I don't even know if they realize that mashed potatoes come from potatoes. So when you say mashed potatoes, it is pretty shocking.
Oh,
so yes,
wow.
Boxed mashed potatoes are not what's on the menu. Fry bread is on the menu.
Oh yeah, can we stick to the menu?
Yes, we got way off subject there. But
sorry, Sally.
It's okay.
Oh, not.
But back to the fry bread, really quick. Okay, so that's fry bread. That's what's on the menu. Any last tips or comments about fry bread before we go?
When you let your grease get hot enough, if you make it yourself, and when you think it's hot enough, leave it on about 10 extra minutes.
There you go.
And let your bread rise. And that's about it.
That's about it. Fry bread. All right. When we come back, Sally's subliminal message of the day. You don't want to miss it.
Back it up, love the way you make it clap when I smack it up. Back it up, baby, back it up. Love the way you get ratchet when you acting up. Back it up, baby, back it up. Love the way you make it clap when I smack it up. Back it up, baby, back it up. Love the way you get ratchet when you acting up. Lil' bitty in the cut and she going up. Like the way she drop it down low, baby, fuck it up. I see that big old booty can't cover up. Let the thing hang out, swing out, you know what's up. Top representer, wanna eat it like dinner. A Travis Scott trying to lock me a Kylie Jenner. No beginner. Like me a sinner, swipe to the right like the bitch on Tinder. Girl, I need that all the time. Work it like you putting in overtime. Shake it like a stripper when she on the grind. Make a nigga say, God damn, she fine. Nigga, I ain't lying, you see that shit? Couple shots of Henny, then the bitch is lit. Now she all drunk, grinding on my dick. And I can't stop, won't stop till I hit.
Back it up, baby, back it up. Love the way you make it clap when I smack it up. Back it up, baby, back it up. Love the way you get ratchet when you acting up. Back it up, baby, back it up. Love the way you make it clap when I smack it up. Back it up, baby, back it up. Love the way you get ratchet when you acting up. Ain't none to a nigga like me. Make it twerk to this SBB. I seen shorty tryna act low key, but like Meg Thee Stallion, you a big old freak. Gon' pop that cheek just one time, then go ahead, do it on the other side. Bring it back like a nigga just press rewind. If that ass looking flat, who next in line? I'm just playing, now I'm just saying. Poppin' so good, niggas gon' super saiyan. Drop it, hit the switch, do it on the dick. Girl, don't stop, you better work that shit. Back it up, back it up, baby, back it up. Love the way you make it clap when I smack it up. Back it up, baby, back it up. Love the way you get ratchet when you acting up. Back it up, baby, back it up. Love the way you make it clap when I smack it up. Back it up, baby, back it up. Love the way you get ratchet when you acting up.
Back it up.
And now it's time for Sally's subliminal message of the day. Today, Sally's subliminal message is, don't set yourself on fire trying to keep others warm.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a very good one. And because I know you personally, I definitely know you've been guilty of that. And I am also guilty of this as well.
True. Yes, we both are.
Oh.
But, mate, can I just back up and say, who knew Sally was so deep?
Okay, Sally's got levels. Sally's.
I'm impressed, Sally. Go, Sally.
I know, everybody thinks she's just this dumb blonde, you know, she doesn't say much. But when she does speak, she usually has something good to say.
I'm impressed.
Oh, yeah, Sally's wise beyond her inflatable years. So, so yes, I have set myself on fire many a time. You'd think I would know by now.
Well, you know, and I thought that if I would narrow down who I let play with the matches, that I may be a little safer, but I just tend to get set on fire a little quicker, it seems like, than with strangers almost.
Yeah, it's like with the strangers, they're using the kitchen match, and then with the people that are not strangers, they're using those little bitty short matchbook matches. But it's true. And, you know, they say the people that are closest to you are the ones that make you set yourself on fire.
Well, I think that's because we let our guard down with the people that we are. And, you know, I am, even if I say I'm not going to do it again, or I, you know, who cares about everyone else? I'm only going to worry about myself. And that's just not how I'm made, built up, you know. Right. I don't know. That's just not how I am. And I just find myself wanting to, I've even narrowed it down now to just doing for kids and elderly, thinking that they might that might help me from you know, getting set on fire so quick. But really, I do you know, and like you know me, and I know you just as well, so I know you do the exact same thing. But we just tend to give our last and want to try to make a way for everyone. I hold my friendships in such high regards that right. I feel like a lot of people don't cultivate and work on their friendships like they would, say, a new relationship with a significant other, boyfriend or girlfriend. And so I always want to be the best friend that I could be. And I think that makes me come off as being maybe a pushover instead of a good friend.
Right.
And then maybe people think, oh, I know who to call. I know who will babysit. I know who will, you know, give me a ride, or let me borrow some money, or let me crash on their couch. Or yep. I don't say no to much.
Right. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And then, you know, people take that kindness for weakness. It happens way more often than not. And yeah, it's, and I think another reason for you and I is that, we just kind of have that. So I think a lot of people see that and take advantage of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're
or even it. See us might be doing for others or doing for, I mean, often they don't know that, you know, we're giving our last or on our right. last piece of energy when we've agreed to do something, or,
right.
You know, they just think, like you said, I just must be a pushover because I'm not saying no. But it really has made me push people away to the point where I don't find myself in even desiring new friendships. And the old friendships, I think that I'm really starting to hold my older friends to such a higher standard.
Yes.
That it may be kind of even pushing them away. Like, you know, the saying, just because you treat someone a certain kind of way doesn't automatically mean they're going to treat you that same way in return. And that's hard for me because I kind of expect that.
Yes.
Or I would hope that it could be that way. If I'm, you know, just put as much effort into it as I am, you know?
Right. You get out what you put into it. And it's not reciprocated a lot of the time.
But we're not going to stop.
No.
We're just givers, you know? We are. We're just givers.
We're givers and we're fixers. And I think that, like I said, that kind of innate nurturing feeling comes over. And it's like the dark side. It just takes over. You will help them.
And, you know, it's not even, you have people that will help and you'll think, oh, well, she's trying to do this and get this in return. And she's trying to be seen and trying to get a pat on the back. And, you know, we both know, or we all know people
know
that way. And so, I don't know. I think maybe we're the last of a dying breed. And so now it is being taken over by pushovers and big time takers, and so we're either getting put into one category or another instead of thinking, oh wow, she's kind of hard, different and
yeah.
hard to come by, you know. These women aren't made every day,
right? And it used to be that when you would help someone, they usually would appreciate that and usually get up on their feet and get their mess together. But now it seems like when you help someone, it's not even like you're helping them. It's just like you're enabling them to continue to be a taker, you know, and it's frustrating because then it gets to the point where you don't want to do anything for anybody. But like you said, of course, we're not going to be that way. So it gets, yeah, it's the struggle is real.
You know, I found that anonymously helping, like I picked some kids up the Angel Tree again this year, and then I, you know, having my free little book fair, and I've been finding ways to get out my giving spirit and do things for people, work with the homeless, or, you know, instead of, because I feel like I really can't get my feelings as hurt if I'm helping people in a group, or if I'm helping underprivileged kids, or if I'm helping homeless people, or I don't know. I think that I have to get that out of my system. Not that I have a lot extra to give, but I just start feeling maybe guilty, like I'm, like you're supposed to be giving back, you know, in some kind of way. You're supposed to be giving back.
Right, right. And again, that goes back to, that's, I think that's just innate within us, which is the gift.
Do you think that also has something to do with our country roots, though? Because traveling to big cities, I noticed that people are more all for themselves and who cares,
yes,
and no, I can't give you directions or let you sit down next to me, or, and you
absolutely
know, and you get, you think?
Yes. And I know this because being that I've been in Vegas for 10 years now, every time I go home to Texas, and the longer the time period is between my visits, the worse it is. But when I go home to Texas, every single time I go home, it takes me a day or two to really decompress and kind of shake off that, like, I have to remind myself that I'm home and it's okay to respond to people when they speak to me in certain situations. And, you know, it's okay to make eye contact and look this person in their face when I'm talking to them, because there's a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for?
You know, shady.
Just like keep your guard up here more, you know, and it, the city is more transient, you know, it kind of reminds me of when I used to live in Oakland in a lot of ways.
Mm.
And so it is different. It's very different. And I'm much more relaxed when I go home, but it takes me a couple of days to decompress. Absolutely.
Mm.
I said before that I didn't feel that Vegas had that, you know, sense of community. And I kind of got slammed for that because, you know, people that live here are like, oh, we are a community and we have community. And what do you mean? Rawr. And I was just like, yes. But when I say it, that community, it means something totally different to me. And just like it does to you, coming from the South and coming from the country, and we're from the country, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I may have lived in Houston for a long time, but that is not where I am from. Let me just let you
know. We potty trained in the outhouse.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And I mean, to this day, just now, the town that I lived in growing up, where we lived when I was born, just now has two gas stations in the town. So,
oh, a second one. Woohoo!
Yeah, we got two now. Like, I come from no fucking where. So I do think that
I was really shocked. My mouth kind of dropped open when you said you can feel comfortable enough to respond to people and look at people. So everyone, it just kind of seems like they're for themselves, or they're too busy to, no one like strikes up a conversation in line, or
it's a combination.
I like your tone, or
It just depends on where you are, you know, in certain, and you just, you know, it's just, you've got that intuition of when it's okay and when to just keep it moving, you know, and it's time and place, man. Every time and every place is different. And I mean, I can walk down the same street at the same time and pass two different people and have to carry myself in two totally different ways. I mean, you know, but.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I mean,
answer this one question, and that will tell me. If you run out of gas driving down the street, are you going to be able to put it in neutral while some guys come from other cars and push you to where you need to go to get gas, or?
If a Texan drives by, there is a possibility.
I mean, you know, like at home, if you see a lady runs out of gas and they'll stop their car and, you know, run out and help you, whether it's change a tire or...
Nope, I have run out of gas here. There is no shame in my game. It was late at night. I was trying to make it. It was like 4 a.m, my dumbass. And I was just trying to make it, you know? I was like, I can get there. And like 2.5, maybe 3 blocks from my house, I ran out of gas. So I was like,
no.
So I walked home because the gas station was the other way and it was too late to be fooling with it. I left the car there. The next day, I got up. I walked with the empty gas can all the way to my car. Nobody stopped. Walked all the way a couple blocks past my car to the gas station, filled up the gas thing, went back to the car, put that in. Guess what? It wasn't enough to fill the thing up to the level where it would start. So I had to go back to the gas station, put more gas in the gas can. Not one. Got a lot of honks, but nobody offered to
honks
help.
Honks like walk faster honk or...
I don't know what the honks were. Maybe that was encouragement. Keep going. Like if somebody would have just maybe gave me the little cup of water out the window, it would have been cool. I don't know what...
This is crazy.
No. So yeah. No.
You really are on your own, whether something goes good or bad.
Oh, yeah.
You've just got to handle it.
Oh, yeah. That's just kind of how it is out here.
Oh, I was just saying, I picture lots of hustle and bustle, but I thought at least human heartstrings would say there's a woman in distress of some sort.
Well, I mean, if I was walking in Henderson, then which is like Katy to Houston, then yeah, that's a different story. Henderson would probably stop for me, but Vegas, forget it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just. But I mean, you know. It is what it is, and I'm okay with that, and I'm not going to keep setting myself on fire out here to keep everybody else warm. That is a super, super deep, and man, that message of the day hits home for me, but the sad thing is, like, even though I'm guilty of this, I know I'm going to find myself setting myself on fire again in the future. Well, this has been Sally's subliminal message of the day. And when we come back, it's tea time. You definitely don't want to miss this. It's Tea Time on Vegas on Blast. Today on Tea Time, my best friend Teresa from Houston is joining me.
Hello, hello.
And we are talking about a post that went viral. Now, this was this post was posted on Reddit, and it was a photo of a sign in a restroom where a company said that the employees, if they spend longer than 10 minutes in the bathroom, have to face a smell test and come out of the bathroom. And if the bathroom doesn't stink, then their name is going to be turned into management.
Get the hell out of here. What if it smells like pot?
I was gonna say this. First of all,
who is going to be doing this smell check is what I would like to know. I mean, are you on rotation, the other employees, or do you draw a number? If the person next to you goes to the bathroom, you have to be the one to smell.
I was gonna say. How do you get? Is this like in the military where you get stuck on latrine duty? Whose job? Because first of all, if I come out of the bathroom and somebody's standing there looking at their watch, like, we're about to send the smell tester in there because you've been in there for 20 minutes. What the hell? First of all. Second of all, if I'm sitting at my desk and my boss comes over and says, hey, you know, Tracy was in the bathroom for 12 minutes. We need you to go in there and smell. What? I'm fired right there. I quit. You can fire me. That's not what I signed up for. You don't pay me for that. And I get it. Don't get me wrong. If your coworker is disappearing in the bathroom for 30 minutes at a time, every 45 minutes, that's a problem, you know, and it's probably not a bladder problem. That's either social media or drugs or alcohol. They're sneaking off to do something. But I mean, if you normally
there has to be another way to rectify.
Yes.
For instance, why not have a certain number? You've got 3 5-minute bathroom breaks a day, or you've got 20 right. minutes to you total for the all day, break it up. Or if there's someone that has a bowel problem but they came to work anyway?
Now that's
this can't be legal.
And that's what I was going to say. First of all, is this even legal? Because let's say
it cannot be.
And that's something that you brought up about, you know, what if they have some type of medical issue where they have to frequently use the bathroom? You can't force a person to wear Depends. Like, it just can't. It doesn't seem realistic. Now, again, I get it if people are abusing it, but then you pull that employee to the side. I just don't see the timing. And then, like, is there a timer that goes off, like a oven timer? After 10 minutes,
it do you sign in and sign out?
Right. Like, you clock in and clock out of the bathroom? Like, what?
Can we bring up the fact that it's totally demeaning as well?
Well, yeah.
I mean, to not trust your employee, you're going to implement a rule for the entire office. So I don't see that as being a one employee problem. Like you said, they could have pulled them to the side. So I'm picturing this anal retentive supervisor that just wants to come up with a new rule to jack with everybody. I mean, I just cannot imagine. Oh gosh, tell them what you said about the poop bag, about the doggy bag. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, I was just saying, if they started asking me questions, I would just start putting the dog bag and put it on the boss's desk when I come out of the bathroom. Then we won't have
any questions. And there'll be no questions.
None whatsoever. Matter of fact, I might bring some of my dog's poop in my purse just so I can go sit in the bathroom for 15 minutes.
Buy a few extra minutes. Oh, wow. What about the people? I mean, I know, you know, nothing is TMI with me, girlfriend, but
right.
I can't often go to the restroom as soon as I wake up, number two. So, or let's say I do it as soon as I wake up and
say
I...
You need extra time. You know?
Well, let's say I do number two for the day as soon as I wake up before work. So do the peers only get any type of bonus or anything for coming out quicker and not being put on the poop list?
That's a good question. If you take care of your business at home and not on work time, I think you should get a bonus. Absolutely. I think there definitely should be perks for that.
Can you imagine what this company's social media, we should have looked just so we could read some of the comments. I bet they are hilarious.
I actually tried to, I could not, it's a company in Baltimore, and I could not get to the bottom of the exact company name. Like, I researched and researched and researched. Literally, you guys, I was on the internet for hours last night because I really wanted to know exactly what company it was, and I could not pinpoint it. So I kind of was, you know, thinking, you know, this could have been
a marketing ploy,
a marketing post. Maybe not marketing because they didn't name any names, but, you know, it could have been somebody's like, dope. But I have a second part.
tell
so first
me.
Of all, before we go to part two, let me just say thank you to Jeanette down in San Antonio, who actually is a friend of mine that her page is where I saw the story first. So, Jeanette. And then when I shared it, my friend Angie said, what about crying time? She was like, what if I'm in there crying? I think I would be crying a lot if I worked for that company. Angie, you're so right. I'll be crying. But then Angie sent me this. Ready for this?
Yes,
a company invented inconveniently sloped toilets to stop employees from taking long bathroom breaks. Manufactured in Staffordshire, England, and according to developers, the loos are so uncomfortable that people will not, the loos will be so uncomfortable that people will not be able to last longer than 5 minutes. So I ordered one for my bathroom.
Wow. I wonder how slanted they are. I'm just trying to picture, trying to do my business. And, you know, we don't sit anyway. We squat.
Degrees.
So
13 degrees, it says. 13 degree angle.
Listen, do men not know? You know this is invented by a man, number one. Number two, women... let me say country girls. Country girls do not sit.
No.
We are, you know, trying to make sure everything is hovering. And yes. We do not need any slants or any angles to
get it.
Oh, wow.
That's just, my thing is this. If the seat is slanted and somebody sprinkles on the seat, then that means it's going straight to the floor. So that's just worse for your janitor. And you are very correct about country girls. We squat. We do not sit because, as we said, you know, we're used to going to these outhouses. We're not used to go park our seat on a spider. So we don't sit in public anything. And we flush.
Right.
Just in case you're wondering. So, yeah. Yeah. The foot flush, you know, with the shoe. Yeah. We don't touch anything in there. Y'all are crazy.
They don't know anything about the snakes coming up.
Oh, yeah. We don't play that. And you better bring some tissue from in the house because you don't want to unroll anything in the dark out there in the outhouse.
You're already trying to hold the lantern and squat and...
The slanted toilet seats were created in a bid to increase productivity in the workplace where employees are spending too much time on the toilet. Now, here's where it gets interesting.
How much time is considered? How much time are they spending in this?
Oh, let me tell you. It's estimated in the UK alone, extended employee breaks cost the industry and commerce $5.26 billion, Teresa.
Wow.
Okay, I think that they need...
Going to the bathroom.
Maybe they need to make those suckers 20 degrees. I cannot so we're over here but then when you look at that $5.26 billion, that's a lot of time in the toilet. I think that the smell test is where they like totally went overboard.
Oh yes, totally.
Like I want to meet the manager that wrote that.
I think they could get sued if they tried to enforce that with anyone, don't you?
Oh, probably so. I mean, you get sued for any damn thing these days, I would imagine.
Well, but imagine having a legit medical problem where you couldn't afford to take off work or irritable bowel syndrome or, you know, you when you something you can't control kicking in, but you can't afford to.
Yes, you're probably going to pass the smell test. I'm just saying. Sorry.
And look, you can tell you're a country girl because, we don't like to go to the bathroom or fart in front of anyone. So your first thing was,
I'm not going to work anyway.
What if our poop doesn't smell?
That was one of the first questions I was thinking. You know, you can go in there.
Smells like roses.
What do you want me to say? I was using the bathroom. What do you mean? That's where the feedback comes in. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're not having any disputes here. You want evidence? I'm going to bring you some evidence. There's going to be no question about it.
Oh, what about that skunk spray or something from the gag store?
Hey, if they send me in there and it smells like that, I'm going to be like, you need to send her home. Right now. Matter of fact, don't even send her home. Call 911. She needs to go in the ambulance.
Quarantine.
Oh my goodness. We'll be right back. Take us on blast. The time you've all been waiting for. Today on And now is the time you've all been waiting for. Today on Blast. JetBlue Airlines. So if you have not seen the story yet, JetBlue Airlines left a California passenger and his pet opossum stranded in Texas.
Okay, that's kind of weird.
Okay.
Yeah, that just, I know, but that's just pretty weird, even for us country girls.
Yeah. Now, so to me, it's not weird.
You couldn't get anyone to babysit? Or you was going to a possum convention?
Now, me being from the country, I don't know. You know, we make pets out of everything. Raccoons, squirrels.
Go ahead.
I don't know. So the airline has a dog and cat only policy. And
no, you're leaving too much out of the damn store. I've got so many questions.
I was going to say, I was about to get into all of that. So they left him stranded in Texas. Now, while the airline has a dog and cat only policy, in this case, it was a possum. But here's the thing. He flew with her from California to Texas on JetBlue. Then when he went to return home, they told him he could not take her on the flight. Now, questions, I'm sure, and I did see a lot of comments, and I guess we should address some of those first. So first of all, let's be clear that this is a domesticated opossum. This is not like a feral animal that's wild and crazy. He's had her since she was a baby, and she still looks pretty young. So first of all, it wasn't a wild animal, so this is a tame animal. Let's clarify that to begin with. And then the second thing is, just to clarify, I saw a lot of people making comments that possums are big rats, and they are not even related to rats. So let's just scratch that right there. They're actually related to the kangaroo family. They're marsupials. But all of that aside, the point is that they let him fly with her to Texas. He had her in a pink carrier. The people in California where he departed from were petting her and taking pictures with him from the airline. They allowed him to fly to Texas, and then when he got ready to come back, they told him, yeah, he couldn't board, and then they told him he was going to have to rent a car and drive back home because there was no way they were letting him back on the plane.
And opossum had a ticket?
I'm not sure if he had purchased a ticket or if he had her as an ESA animal, but he did say in an interview, which, by the way, we will be talking to him next week on the show, but he did say in an interview...
Of course you found him.
Oh, you know I did.
If anybody could find him, you would find him.
You know I did.
I want to hear directly from the owner's mouth.
Yes.
How funny.
Oh, she's adorable.
Wait.
She has her own...
What do you think if... He comes in studio. I don't know about trusting the possum and Sally.
I probably wouldn't put those two together, but, you know, I probably wouldn't even let Sally have her to pet her anyway, because, you know, that's, like, right up my alley. You know, if it's got fur and four legs, I'm all over it. Hold your
jokes. Didn't even need legs. Three legs. Okay. I'm recalling some missing limb fur babies you've had in the past.
Hey. Bring up old stuff. Okay, so yeah, my whole thing is, if you let him fly there, first of all, what did you think it was? A cat? Oh, and actually, I do think that is what he said, that they said they thought it was a cat. I don't care if you've never had a cat in your life. You're not going to pet an opossum and think that that's a cat. What kind of cat?
No way.
No way.
Not even close.
Not even close. So that's the first thing. And then here's my other thing. Okay, so you let this man fly all the way to Texas with his animal. His pet, by the way. Not just an animal. This is his pet. And then... I could see if, let's say, for example, he went to sit on the plane. This is why I can't wait to talk to him. I have to get the whole story. I need details.
Of course.
So I don't know if he went and sat in his seat, and then Karen was sitting next to him and saw her and was like, I need to speak to the manager, and hitting the little button for the stewardess. I don't really know how it came about that they even realized what was going on when she was flying back, but... If that would have been me at the airline, of course, I would probably let a camel on, but, you know, that's just me. But I would have been like, okay.
Can you keep it quiet?
Right. Nobody will notice. So, that's what I would have told him. Because he had her in a carrier. So I just would have said, look, we can't let you go on this flight because this lady's going to make a ruckus and we don't need those kind of problems. So... We'll put you on the next flight. Just put a little blanket over the window and just, you know, it's just quiet. They don't make noise. It's not going to bark. It's not going to meow. Nobody would even know. They would just see
right.
Moving. He doesn't have to reveal that it's not a dog or a cat. And let him be on their way. You let him over here. Let him get back home. I'm so...
Right.
Yeah, the lack of care.
Compassion.
Yeah, like, well, we know we let you fly over, but we don't give a fuck how you get home. Like, what kind of...
What if he didn't have the money to rent a car and
it's not even that. Money, time. What if he had we don't know. Did he have to be back to a work meeting, school functions, kids functions? Like, there's so many different factors. And monetary, like you said, and they said he was stranded in Austin for days. And then he...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and how he got back is he did exactly what I just said and got on another flight with another airline, and he just didn't say anything. I don't know how he got through security. And we don't even have to reveal that, because I'm just glad they made it home. But I just can't... I'm just so disgusted with
you. You'll edit that part out when he comes in person. Yes. When you speak in person.
Keep all that. We got on...
You're saying too much.
Because...
And don't divulge the new airline. I'll send him a basket of fruit.
Send you some wine and some fry bread. Yeah, I can't believe that they did not send him home. And that is the thing that just makes me so disgusted. And you know, it's the holidays and people are flying.
That's terrible.
Over the place. Yes. And I encourage everyone, think twice before you book your ticket, and just know that if you get into some kind of little shit with JetBlue, they are going to leave your ass stranded, and they are not going to give two shits about how you get back home. I don't even know if they reimburse them for his ticket. I can't wait to talk to him. Like, I just have so many questions.
Oh my goodness.
But JetBlue, what the fuck? That's like our hashtag WTF moment on blast and tea time all rolled in one. Like, I still can't believe they just left him stranded. And I think that I read that they gave him the option to leave her there. Leave her there where?
Where?
Thank you.
Where? With who?
Thank you. Oh my gosh. I hope every single person that was involved in that situation of not allowing him to go home, I hope this little possum has like 1,000 babies, and I hope they all raid your backyards and your garbage can every freaking night. Raid that shit all over the yard.
Wow. I can tell you're still reeling.
Say what?
I can tell you're still reeling over the whole ordeal.
Well, yeah, the fact that they stranded him, and I could see it would have been totally different if he would have gotten to the gate in California before he left and they said, no, 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 you know, we can't allow that and whatever. But you let the man fly clear across half of the map of the United States and then told
him
no, he couldn't.
And then stop him on his way back.
Yes, I just couldn't. And I just would have been like, okay, look. Like I said, just cover it.
Where's the compassion?
Yeah, you just can't do it again, you know? And I did read, and this is why we have to talk to him, that he made all the necessary preparations ahead of time. And I know that in order to bring a dog or a cat, you have to have a health certificate from the vet because they have to show proof of vaccination and things like that. So, again, we're not talking about...
So he snuck it on.
No, I don't believe that you can, because you have to go through x-ray.
And like they were all taking pictures and petting it. Wow.
Right, so they knew.
It sounded like, I bet when his destination to get home, they probably called back like, who the hell let him? And they're like, we had no idea. We thought it was a cat.
Right. And that's probably what happened, you know, and I just... That's why
it's wrong any way you look at it.
Yeah, and if it was a passenger who like snitched it out or brought attention to it or made a big mess out of it, oh man, I hope karma gets them, because that's just because I'm again from the country and I'm familiar with. I mean, they're necessary. They are such a critical part of the environment. They actually eat bugs and spiders and they're like little live-in gardeners. Like, they're great to have around when you're in the country, but they're not aggressive in the sense of, I mean, if they're domesticated, they're not aggressive like that. Like, it's not gonna... I mean, she's in a bag. She can't even... They don't make any noise. They don't... I mean, they're not gonna growl.
But you know the ignorance of some that have no idea and they automatically think, oh my gosh,
Yes, and then a lot of people just, you know, animals, period. But most animals I know are cleaner than a lot of people I know. So that's my answer.
Yeah, right. Say that again.
And I saw a photo of the carrier. It wasn't even like an open, you couldn't even really see in there. Like it just, the whole thing was just somebody was
being an asshole. Day.
Yeah, and just wanted to, you know, make an example out of somebody. And the funny thing is, in all of this, it probably did him a favor because I'm sure, like, if you go to the Instagram page, oh my gosh, I know I'm going to mess up the way to say her little name. But if you go to this little opossum's Instagram page.
Please don't tell me you know the opossum's name. That's no, all I want you to tell me.
I would definitely have to look it up, but like they probably made her thing. You know what I mean? Like he's probably going to get all kinds of interviews out of this because when you, like I said, when you go and you watch her, she's just so cute and you're just like, oh my gosh, like how could they turn her away? Savages.
Jerks.
Barbarians. JetBlue Airlines, you've been put on blast with Vegas on Blast.
Arumba, move to see a samba. I wanna lick a bit of rumba. Now let me see a samba. I wanna lick a bit of rumba. Move to see a samba.
Girl, shake that thing. Girl, roll that thing. Girl, wind that thing. Girl, grind that thing. Girl, shake that thing. Girl, roll that thing. Girl, wind that thing. Girl, grind that thing.
Roll your waist and then you wind back, girl.
Can you say go down, 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 go down?
Roll your waist and then you back, girl.
Can you say go down, 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 go down?
Girl, wind that thing and roll them hips. Get low with it, mommy. Make the thing go dip, dip, dip.
Nos paramos a casa, yo quiero todo contigo. Para la cama te sigo, yo quiero todo de mí. She like, ooh, you so nasty. Girl, shake that thing. And then she give it to me loca. Ella quiere que yo haga más loca. But if you don't mind, I'ma take my time and I ain't stop until this thing over.
Rumba samba, este rumba samba. Como calle 8. But the way you move it, tu cuerpo me tiene loco. Girl, wind that thing. Girl, roll that thing. Baila conmigo, muévete por la pared.
Roll your waist and then you wind back, girl.
Can we say go down, 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 go down?
Roll your waist and then you back, girl.
Can we say go down, 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 go down?
Up in the dance, we are go jump and prance, we are go mash up the place. To the rhythm of the bass, this is your idea, me a make it feel flat. If you my flow up on the rhythm of the air, look the gal of them a sweet, all of them me have a meet. Nights up the dance, gal in me in a trance. All of them a gal of them a look real fine. Hold on to one, listen me, I forget a wine. Ease up the tension, not a mention. Hotter than the blazing sun. Gal a rough, gal a white, gal a shake, gal a drink. Girl, gal white, gal shake, gal drink. Gal shake that thing, gal roll that thing. Gal wind that thing. Girl, bring that thing. Shake that thing, and then you wind back, girl. No one can see you shake that thing, and then you wind down, girl. As it's a little bit, shake that thing, and then you wind back, girl. No one can see you shake that thing, and then you grind down, girl. As it's a little bit, shake that, shake that, shake that, shake that. Ding, 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 ding.
Roll your waist and then you're back, girl.
moment, the original hashtag WTF moment. And these are things that make us say, what the fuck? Today's hashtag WTF moment comes out of San Francisco, California, where a man was spotted pooping in the aisle at Safeway supermarket.
What?
Oh, he
what the fuck? Work
at one of the companies with the slanted toilets. An open package of toilet paper can be seen nearby in the photos captured by a San Francisco resident who said the man went into a nearby Starbucks when he was finished. And when I say there's photos, there are photos. What the
fuck? I'm disgusted.
At the Safeway, okay?
Do they not know there's cameras everywhere?
Apparently.
I mean, not...
Maybe
how
Safeway.
Gross?
Maybe they were out of toilet paper, and maybe he was trying to make a point. Maybe the Safeway.
I'm sure they had a restroom he could borrow.
No, that's what I'm saying. Maybe the Safeway restroom was out of toilet paper, and he was mad.
Get the hell out. He needs a WTF ass whipping.
He does.
I'm as mad as I would be if I owned the Safeway personally. I'm pretty pissed.
Okay, so
can you imagine the other shoppers?
Okay, and then, so this goes back to how we were saying earlier, like, whose job is it to monitor the bathroom for the smell test? And who would want that job? What if that happened to you? You're at work, and Teresa, we need to clean up on aisle 6. Can you go take care of that?
I don't think I'd be paid enough at the supermarket. It would be time for me to take my own bathroom break. Yes, that would be the time that I would tell them I'm going and I'm going to need a smell tester. I'll be a while.
Right? You're going to need to send someone after me.
Can you imagine? I mean, what a despicable. And then you went to have a croissant and a cappuccino afterwards.
Exactly.
You opened the door handle and touched it after. Where did he put the toilet paper?
I knew that was coming. I don't even want to know.
He literally left it in a pile in an aisle.
Right there in the aisle. I'm not sure if it was.
And he walked away.
He left it there and went to Starbucks. So I feel like this. First of all, they should have gotten him out of the Starbucks and gave him what for. I'd say beat the crap out of him, but he just let that go.
So. I'm just thoroughly disgusted. Is this typical Vegas behavior?
No, this is San Francisco. This happened in San Francisco. Don't put that on Las Vegas.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. So, but here's the crazy part. So we were laughing about, you know, the stink test person and having that job. There's a job worse than that.
It can't be.
Yes. If you live in San Francisco, you can work for the San Francisco Poop Control. I am not making this up.
What is poop control?
In quotations, staff members who clean up human waste around the city. In quotations. So, yes, girl. So after I read the story, you know me, I start looking into
researching.
Stuff. Yes. So this is apparently a huge problem in the San Francisco area is the waste from the homeless people. And, you know, we have issues here. I haven't luckily seen anyone do it in the grocery store. And that does bring me to an interesting point. And that is that, you know, you on top of all the other ways we're paying for the homeless, you know, now you're employing people to go around and basically be their personal poop liaison. It's like, you know, you're a professional pooper scooper for a human person. Like, that's insane to me. I understand it has to be dealt with. Don't get me wrong. But I also will say this, though, and we don't know what took place prior to this man pooping on the floor. Now, by no way am I justifying him pooping on the floor. Absolutely not. That was absurd, no matter what the circumstances were. But let's just say maybe he went in and he asked to use the bathroom and they said there's no public restroom. Well, just like we said earlier, there's some people who really medically need to get in that bathroom. And so I've been in situations where I have pulled over driving from Vegas to Texas and pulled over in the middle of the night and tried to get out and use the bathroom and then tell me no public bathroom. So,
but in the middle of the floor, you couldn't go around the corner at the store?
No, I'm definitely not justifying, but my point is this. When you're turning people away from the bathroom,
that's going to happen.
They're going to go somewhere. They're going to find a place. And if you really have to go, you have to go, and there's no stopping it. So,
right. I agree there.
Yeah, and again, I don't know what the circumstances were. We don't know if he just walked in and was like, woo, this looks like a good place to poop. But either way, it was totally disgusting. I mean, even
inappropriate.
Even if they told him no and he was, you know, it was not justifiable. But I feel like there should be some type of
porta potties set up.
It's hard because, you know, if you put porta potties up, the next thing you know, people are going to be sleeping in them and
smoking crack in them.
So I'm not saying that's the solution, but I know that it is a problem to find a bathroom here.
There has to be some solution.
Oh my goodness. Who wants to be part of the poop control? And how do you date someone? What do you do for a living? I'm on poop control.
Okay, but what if they hired other homeless to be on poop patrol? I may be okay with that if they've got to hire someone, but I mean, can you imagine meeting a guy and asking him what he does for a living? And
what do you do? I'm poop control. No. I'm sorry. I'm a bit of a germaphobe. So even if
a bit, that's okay. You're a bit of a germaphobe.
But even if you went to work in a hazmat suit, if you're picking up.
See, you totally proved the point because you really own a hazmat suit. No one else would even have said, you could have been like, even if I have hand sanitizer and gloves, you went straight to the freaking net. Everyone hear that?
No, Sally said that was Sally. But yeah,
I just can't.
I just can't imagine. I don't know.
Speaking of demeaning, I'd rather be a free tester than to sign up, put on my resume that I was a paid human feces scooper.
Can you imagine your job interview? Oh, you were a smell tester.
Well,
why are we even considering this?
I would say, can you think of any reason why they would decline letting you do it? Letting you have the job.
I'm sorry.
We're going to sort through all of our applicants and choose the best one. We'll call you back.
Oh, you have Great Danes. You're hired. Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. I have to start taking pictures of all the different. See? I picked this up. I've done this. I've got this under my belt.
Show you my portfolio.
Oh gosh. Oh, I'm crying right now.
Oh, you're native. You should be able to tell us what kind of dog it was. We're in big trouble.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Give us a spirit name. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the morale. I would pretty much feel like my life just came to an end if what I'm doing for a living. Could you even call home and your mom ask how everything's going?
Oh, no, I'm lying. I'm waitressing.
Got a new job. Really? How do you like it? You know that's the first question everyone asks. How are you liking it?
Do you wear a uniform or...
Double hazmat, Mom. Double hazmat. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Yeah, what the fuck, San Francisco? Well, this has been our hashtag WTF moment. Vegas on Glass will be right back.
Morning, gave praise to the Most High. I don't know, but today I feel kinda fly. Turned on the news, nobody in the hood died. And I ain't tripping on the bud, I'm on a natural high. Draped up and dripped out. Don't know what I'm talking about. Ate breakfast, grab my keys, then I dipped out. And I ain't even bring the banger. Nah. The laws in Ace time, they be rolling on swing. Check Facebook, last post got a million likes. Bams on grids, got the Range Rover looking tank, paint dripping candy. Everything dandy, RIP, yeah. DJ Screw, holla at Lil Rand. Haters can't stand me, but I ain't gotta call them out. Rocked the show last night in front of packed house. Yeah, I'm from the era of the great tape. I gotta say, today was a great day.
Woke up to another day with air in my lungs. I thank God for every moment with my daughter and son. I give praise cause God saved me more times than one. Hop in the lack, time to bend some corners for fun. I'm Kenny Red turning heads with the trunk up. The law man passed me by and gave me two thumbs up. It ain't no time for player hating cause it's money to make. Gone, get your camera ready, I got pictures to take. The PayPal went through, I just got the alert. Payment for another concert, 10 more shirts. Thank God I got work, no more hard times. Mama told me no excuses, just get out and grind. So I got what's mine, with a smile on my face. I got expensive taste, so I hustle with fast pace. I got a bond with my wife, it can't be replaced. And we straight, I gotta say today was great.
Slap on swing, the sun still shining. Today's a great day, I can see the silver lining.
This is how we do it where I'm from. Check it out. H-Time legend for real and still grinding. 95 degrees in my city, the streets shining. Self-made 713, my own brand. Mama just called, she's still my biggest fan. Riding in that snow white Benz and feeling lovely. Everything straight and legit, they can't touch me. 20 years couldn't be better, a go-getter. Had some time, sent my homie a letter and some cheddar. Today was a real good day and getting greater. The last thing that crossed my mind was another hater. Done key, I keep on pushing, ain't nothing crucial. Crawling still, cutting these corners, the slab beautiful. Alive and free, the best thing for a G. Get this money and ride, now that's key. Keep God in your life and blessings gon' keep coming. Cause I'm good to my kids and a king to my woman.
Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in. Make sure you log on to VegasOnBlast.com for all the updates. You can connect to all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter. You can connect to me, OV Promo Queen, and you can also connect to Sally.
Have a happy holiday and tune in next Wednesday and every Wednesday at 9 p.m. VegasOnBlast.com.
Place for me. A wise man told me once, love knows no pain, and without sacrifice there can be no gain. So look to the stars and you'll find your way. And in due time you're gonna finally say, this is what I want, this is what I need, place for you and a place for me. This is what I want, this is what I need, place for you and a place for me. Well, will we open our eyes when we take the time to finally see? Gender, race, on social media, who you claim to be, yeah. I want a place that sees no division. It's like my hitch for not only seeing auditions. I want a place where ignorance will be stripped of us. No more fake news, propaganda, it's time to unite and believe in trust. Trust that we are all one. Doesn't matter the deity, believe in color, Allah, Jah, God, and sun. It's time to stop the hate, the divisive nature we partake, partaking what brings us together in this fictitious place. This is what I want, and this is what I need, a place for you and a place for me. And this is what I want, this is what I need, a place for you and a place for me.
Surrounded by tragedy, we need a strategy. Gotta look ahead, move forward gradually. Protect humanity, but keep our sanity. Spread love through the world and not vanity. Friends and family, all chosen randomly. The people that I love the most made a man of me. Starting to see that we're not promised tomorrow. In a world full of pain where we suffer from sorrows. Dreaming of a place where all hate's erased. It's time for mankind to embrace. Replace the hate with love. Let's rise up, worldwide strong. To the blue sky. I used to think that time's up, that's a true lie. It's all world, all worlds. Let your tears dry, let your fears pass. Equality seems to be a dream we all have. Rise above the hate, collaborate, enjoy your laugh. A place for you plus me, it's simple math. A place for you plus me, yeah, that's simple math.
And this is what I want, and this is what I need. A place for you and a place for me. This is what I need, place for you and a place for me. This is what I want,
This is what I name. Place for you and a place for me.